Tana Tuiono is with us for a kōrero today. Hey, Tana, tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, morena, morena.
Thank you for joining us. I was hoping to talk about PSA and workplace relations, which we will in a moment. But first, perhaps off the blocks is the news that that there's a second thought from the Minister of Conservation regarding aspects of the bill. Now, I hear that many environmentally focused New Zealanders want the bill completely scrapped. I don't know if that will be forthcoming. But first, a bit of a rethink and perhaps just keeping in check this bullish behaviour we've witnessed from this coalition government for the last 2.5 years. What would you say about not a complete U-turn, but certainly a backstep?
Well, it's a tribute to People's Power. We had thousands and thousands sign our petition wanting to scrap this bill, and so Tana Pōtaka having to, you know, walk it back, you know, moonwalk out of it. Might start calling him Michael Jackson. That's a good thing, because it shows that when the people organise themselves and we're strong enough, that this government backs down, because they've been arrogant, completely arrogant in the way that they've approached every single issue, including this one, away from the Fisheries Amendment Bill to this Conservation Bill, not to mention all the things that they've done, the negative things that they've done in the workers' rights space as well. So I think it's a tribute to People's Power.
Well, let's just stay on that vein for a moment, please. Because what we could have seen is the pace steamrolled through. We've had legislation already like this, where there's been a lack of consultation. People haven't had their say. Bearing in mind that the coalition was formed by 8% parties that scraped together just to get over the line, and then they started acting as if the coalition agreement was more important than the Bible and the Magna Carta. And over they went then, more legislation than anyone else, fast-tracking issues that New Zealanders were concerned about. So People Power, in this case, stymied their intention to ram through a bill that could have resulted in multiple pieces of conservation estate being sold off or mined or whatever. So it does, again, stress the importance of people taking or keeping an eye on politics and to do something about it. How important is that as we build into election campaigns and an election to follow?
That's incredibly important. this is going to be a very, very important election. And we have seen through this whole term the disdain that this government has got for the environment, for Māori issues, for Te Tiriti o Waitangi, for workers' rights. They've got all this distraction politics that they keep playing, imported culture wars and from the US, hoping to distract people about the issues that they themselves have created. And so I would encourage our people to make sure that they register to vote, make sure that their whānau register to vote, make sure that on election day that they vote this lot out.
I'm getting sick of right-wing commentators in New Zealand, high-profile ones who continue to blame Māori for our economic woes, suggesting that it is Māori that are holding up opportunities constantly. I won't name them, but I'm sure if you're listening today, some personalities will spring to mind. Now, what do you make of this, and how come our people are being used as a scapegoat when all we're trying to do is protect the things that we hold dear?
Well, kick a Māori, you get a vote. I mean, that's a strategy as old as the Westminster system in New Zealand. And so that's what they're doing. They're just employing a right-wing strategy as well. I agree with you in terms of those right-wing commentators. If you're going to blame a Māori, blame the ones that are in cabinet. They're the ones that have been enabling this mess and the trampling of the Treaty of Waitangi and the demeaning of our people. If you're going to point fingers at Māoris, point the fingers at the ones in cabinet. You've got Winston in there, you've got Shane, you've got Tama, you've got James Mager, all of that lot, David Seymour, all of them. Those are the ones that you should be pointing the fingers at, because that entire cabinet and that entire coalition government, those three political parties, are exactly responsible for the economic mess that we have found themselves in, we find ourselves in. They have created a situation, they've imported in culture wars, made a complete hash and a mess of everything. They've got to go.
Tēnā koe. Tana Tuiono is with us today, party spokesperson on public services and workplace relations. given concerns that proposed changes are going to weaken safeguards. What specific amendments, Tano, would you push to ensure the Health and Safety at Work Amendment Bill doesn't increase the risk of workplace tragedies like Pike River?
Well, when we had the second reading of the bill this week as well, we had the Pike River whānau come out and voice their opposition to this bill as well, because if anybody knows about what happens when you weaken health and safety measures and the tragedy that can happen, it's the Pike River whānau. So they were very angry, very concerned that Brooke Van Velden's health and safety reforms are weakening worker protections as well. So it was really important that we listen to them. It's really important that the Parliament listens to them as well. So they directly challenged all the members of Parliament to vote this bill down. So we're going to do that. Those of us on the opposition are going to do that, because it is weakening health and safety measures for workers. It does it in a whole range of ways. One of them is to create a two-tier system. So if you're in a small business and they just picked a random number out of the air, 20, then you only have to deal with critical risks. And so the issue is, well, actually, some will have to deal with critical risks, all the risks, but some won't have to deal with non-critical risks. And here's the thing: most people work. 97% of people actually work in a small business. So 97% of people will be working in businesses that will be exempted from these health and safety rules, where they only have to deal with what she has called critical risk factors. And so you can have a work site, for example, and this is where it can get really confusing, where you'd have different joint ventures or different companies working on different sites. Some of them will have 20, some of them will have more than 20, and they'll have two different sets of rules. And that can lead to a lot of confusion, particularly if you've got a large company that would have to bring the smaller companies up to their tier of healthy and safety regulations. It will lead to confusion, and ultimately will lead to more injuries in the workplace.
Yeah, we've seen, well, they call it workplace reform, but what we do know is that for some sectors, Māori workers are hugely vulnerable. I was tremendously saddened the other day to see it was a car accident on the way to forestry work, but this is an example of kaimahi who won't return home to their whānau, and our people do get themselves involved, the forestry sector as an example, in what are at times dangerous jobs. I mean, it's shocking to think, but the reality is that in search of profit, sometimes safety issues are compromised and ignored by commercial interests. So we must stand our ground to protect those kaimahi who are working in dangerous roles. And this too seems like another erosion of the health and safety practices that are there to protect workers. Now, it's been advanced by Brooke Van Velden, who is leaving Parliament, and another stain to leave behind, I'd suggest.
Yeah, well, she's already clocked out. I mean, I was asking questions of her in the House yesterday as well, because apparently Winston all of a sudden woke up and realised what a terrible bill it is. And so he's been directly challenged by us, but also by workers as well, because apparently he cares about Pike River. Well, if he does, he'll vote this bill down. And so those two political parties haven't been talking to each other, or one of them is not listening, or one of them is talking past the other. So that's definitely something that needs to be pushed as well between the ACT Party and the New Zealand First Party, because there seems to be some issues there. But ultimately, this will lead to weaker worker protections. And we know that if you don't deal with it quickly and put those preventative measures in, things can get worse over time. So something might be non-critical now, but it could become critical later. So you've got to be able to actually put that stuff in place. The other aspect of this bill as well is that it'll increase the burden on the ACC system, because all of a sudden you've got things like musculoskeletal harm, which is not characterised as critical risk. Well, if no one's taking responsibility for that, i.e. these small businesses, well, then all of a sudden someone's going to have to be able to address that issue. That will create more burden on the ACC system, which already deals with $3.6 billion of claims. And so this is the ACT Party being the tail that wags the National Party dog and the New Zealand First dog to weaken the entire system itself.
Thank you, Chiano. And finally, last night was the big sleep out, raising money for LifeWise. This is where well-meaning people spend a night on the streets. And whilst I haven't, I have heard reports of people very confronting, much colder than they would have thought overnight. Conditions were rugged in parts of NZ. Look, I know some might see it as a publicity stunt, but the kickle behind the kaupapa is important, isn't it? So what would you say of, living a night in the shoes of others to really find out their reality?
Well, there's enough in this country to make sure that everybody is housed, that there's warm homes for everyone. But we just got to make sure that we get sure that the tax system works properly. You have 150 of the richest people in the country which have more wealth than the poorest 50% of us as well. Wealth distribution is not distributed properly here in this country. So we need to be able to tax the rich in order to make sure that we have strong public services and making sure that there are places where people can go to keep warm, to get a kai, and all of those things that we should all hold as valuable as people that live here in Aotearoa. And so I think it's an important point that people are making. And we need to use all the levers that we have to make sure that we provide these pathways for people to live in warm homes and to be able to put food on the table.
Te lakwe, thanks very much, Tana. What's keeping you busy over the weekend, mate?
Oh, what's keeping me busy on the weekend? Well, politics, of course. So there's a lot happening in that space around all the different issues. I'm meeting with different people, a lot of unions, a lot of the workers who are frustrated with what's happening as well. So make sure that I connect with them. I do have some time to go to a 21st and a 50th birthday though. So I've got some community time, if I put it that way, and whānau time as well.
Very good to catch up with you this Friday morning. Thanks so much for shedding some light on important issues. Māori ora kia koe, te ringatira. I look forward to another kōrero soon.
Ngā mihi, ka kite.
Tēnā koe.